You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Josh. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
The insured does. So this is Veronica with claims. I called earlier. I was on hold for 20 minutes. I got somebody. I told her I could, you know, be an interpreter to get this gentleman some help because his vehicle has been at the scene since the 16th. Car hasn't been picked up. The caller speaks Spanish. The young lady who answered in your department put us on hold once she heard me speak Spanish. And I told her, hold on, I'm going to interpret, you know, for us. I'm going to connect the caller. And she just put me on hold. Not very professional. No, no, who it was, but doesn't matter. So, yeah, I have the insured. I was on hold for 18 minutes because somebody transferred me to the Spanish department. I was on hold for 4 minutes. When I got somebody, and then they transferred me to the Spanish department on hold for 18 minutes. So, yeah, we're here now, and I got him again. So,
okay,
I was wondering what we can do for this gentleman here. I have a claim number. I can provide you his phone number as well.
Okay, were you able to get into any kind of setup for the ticket before?
He filed the claim on the 16th, the day of the accident. So that was on last week. I'm not sure when, Saturday.
Okay. What's the customer's phone number?
727-642-2915.
Okay.
His name is Luis Borrego.
What's the address the vehicle is at?
Independence Parkway and George Road, Tampa, Florida.
Okay. That's what we have. And what is the drop-off address?
It's showing 3550 Colonial Boulevard, Fort Myers, Florida. 33966.
Okay. Okay, most of the ticket was set up already. I don't know why this wasn't dispatched, but...
Yeah, he said the vehicle still at the scene of the incident. He doesn't want it to get stolen, so...
Okay, what's the damage to the vehicle?
Oh, that I do not know.
Okay, what's the claim number?
Claim number is FL.
Mm-hmm.
P for Papa A 000 897 19.
Okay. Okay. Will he or somebody else be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
I can ask them.
Okay. I'd appreciate that, and ask him about the damage to the vehicle as well, please.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have him on the phone. Señor, quieren decir que están preguntando que si van a alguien va a estar ahí cuando recogen el vehículo. When will the vehicle be picked up, sir?
No hace falta que nadie esté. El vehículo está en la calle y la llave está puesta dentro del carro, en la puerta del chofer, al ladito estaba la llave puesta ahí.
He said nobody's going to be in where the vehicle is at, but the key is inside the driver's side door on the side.
Okay.
On the door.
La puerta está abierta. La puerta del vehículo está abierta.
The driver's side door is unlocked.
All right.
Y deja preguntarle, ¿dónde están los daños en el vehículo?
Los daños del vehículo están en la parte de atrás.
The damages are on the rear.
Okay. Are there any fluids leaking or anything like that, last you know?
¿Tiene líquidos que está goteando?
No.
No.
Okay. And just some
ya
sure.
Ya tienen la dirección ya o tengo que volverse a la van.
Aquí dice que está en la Independence Parkway y la George Road in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
No, el vehículo está en la 2815-36-TH.
Permítame,
no.
20, oh, yo le dije algo más, 20, ¿cómo?
2815.
2815-36-TH
Avenue North, San Petersburgo.
¿San cómo?
San Petersburgo.
¿Esa es la
San
ciudad?
San Petersburgo, sí.
Santa Burdugo, he says in Santa Burdugo, Florida. The address. Permítame. The address is 2815 36th Avenue.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
The vehicle is 2815 36th Avenue. And I'm not quite getting the city, so bear with me one second. Okay, dígame la ciudad otra vez, por favor.
San Petersburg.
San Petersburg, yes.
Okay.
Yes, chico es 33713. 33713.
The zip code is 33713.
Okay, I've got it. And it just double check, it's still going to the. What was it? Honda.
Pero va a ir al Honda Fort Myers, ¿verdad?
Right.
Same.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that cuts 17 miles off. Thank you. Okay, that should be everything I need for now, so let me start looking for a provider.
Okay. So, van a mandar a alguien. Do you know when they're going to send somebody?
I'm hoping within the next couple of hours for this length
Entre unas
of the
horas van a mandar a alguien para recoger el vehículo.
Okay, okay, está bien, porque el tema es que a mí me tiene preocupado porque tengo miedo que se lo puedan robar, ¿ves? Y entonces me tiene preocupado eso desde el día del accidente, estoy preocupado con eso.
Okay, sí, ya les dije eso.
Okay, muchísimas gracias y mil disculpas por la molestia.
No se preocupe, señor, lo siento mucho. Y muchas
no,
gracias por su
no,
paciencia,
no.
¿Eh?
No, muchísimas gracias a ustedes. Bueno, sí. Un excelente
sí.
día.
Sí, bye-bye. Okay, thank you so much, sir.
No problem.
Bye-bye.